Hare Krishna. Our incarnation is an incarceration. Krishna's isn't. The word incarnation is quite common, but it has a specific connotation. Incarnation means to come in flesh, and incarceration means to imprison, to arrest. So we are souls, we are non-material beings. But when we live in an embodied existence, as we are presently living, then our incarnation is an incarceration. That means, when we live in this world, we are actually bound by this world, by the limitations, by the forces of this of material body which we have. We are subjected to old age, to disease, to death, subjected to various kinds of miseries. So this, for us to exist, for us eternal beings to exist in the body, is actually to live incarcerated. And the one effect of this incarceration is oblivion. Although we are eternal souls, we forget things of the past in this life, and we forget many things from our this life itself, and we forget most of the things from our previous lives. So when Krishna descends to this world, he comes in his self same spiritual body. And he, when he descends in this world, his descent is actually not an incarceration. He remains the Lord of matter. And one way in which you understand that he remains the Lord of matter is by understanding that he does not forget whatever he has known or experienced in his previous life. So in 4.5 in the Bhagavad Gita, in 4.1 in the Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that how I had given this knowledge long ago to Sun God. Arjuna is surprised and asks. He says in 4.4, Aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvatah katame tad vijaniyam tamadav proktavaniti. He says, you are younger by age to the Sun God. So how did you give this knowledge to Sun God? How can I understand this? And Krishna replies, in 4.5 in the Bhagavad Gita, Shri Bhagavan Uvacham Bahuni me viti tani janmani tavacha arjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam vetha parantapa. It says Bahuni me viti tani Bahuni, many we have gone through janmani tavacha arjuna, we have gone through many lifetimes of Arjuna, tanyaham veda sarvani, I know all these lives, Natvam Vetha Parantapa, but you don't know them. You don't know them, Arjuna. So this is the difference between our position and Krishna's position. Krishna, even when he comes to this world, he remains the Supreme. And when we understand Krishna's transcendence, then we appreciate his munificence. That just like if a king is, if a very powerful, prosperous king is ruling, and that prosperous king comes to a jail to request and beseech and inspire the prisoners to reform, then that's an act of great munificence. The king doesn't have to come. So when the king comes and the prison inmates understand that this person is the king, then that is a matter of great munificence for the king to have come there. Similarly, when we understand that actually it is the supremely transcendental Lord who has come to this world to help us to reform, to help us redirect our heart towards Krishna, towards him, he comes to establish dharma, as is famously told in 4.7 and 4.8. But the purpose of establishing dharma is so that we can become attracted towards him, so that we can attain him. And that is indicated in 4.9 when Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti so arjuna. So when we understand that his appearance and activities are transcendental, are divine, divyam, when we understand this in truth, tatvatah, then tyaktva deham punar janma naiti. So when we give up this body, that means when we are released from this jail, this particular body in the jail, we don't go to another prison cell. Rather, we come out of the jail itself. Mameti so Arjuna. And we attain Krishna. So, by understanding that Krishna's incarnation is not an incarnation, we attain liberation from our incarceration. Thank you. Hare Krishna.